It is good to be with you. We begin again tonight in Ukraine, where First Lady Jill Biden spent part of this Mother's Day making an unannounced visit, meeting with her counterpart, Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska. Zelenska had not been seen in public since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. A U.S. official says the two women have exchanged correspondence over the last few weeks. And today, in the capital city of Kyiv, America's top diplomat returned to the post for the first time since the war started. That's as Russian attacks continued overnight, including one in eastern Ukraine, where President Zelensky says 60 people were killed. Nick Schifrin has our report from Kharkiv.
These blown-out walls, this pile of debris, all that's left of a school-turned-shelter. Local officials say 90 people were hiding here from the very bombs that reduced the building to rubble. Russia claims its targets are military, but its battlefield of choice has been civilian neighborhoods like this one outside of Kyiv, where today Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky compared Russia's invasion to Nazi Germany's crimes in Ukraine.
You say never again? Tell Ukraine that. Our cities, which survived such a heinous occupation that 80 years are not enough to forget, saw the occupier again.
In a statement, Russian President Vladimir Putin threw the accusation back. He says the self-declared independent regions of Ukraine's east were working on the, quote, liberation of their native land from Nazi filth. Tomorrow, Moscow will celebrate the anniversary of Nazi Germany's defeat, and Western officials say Putin could declare victory in Mariupol after Russian forces destroyed it. Mariupol evacuee, 71-year-old Vladimir Chichko, has been through hell.
They bombed us at night and in the day, one jet after another. As soon as it appeared, boom, boom, the whole center, the whole center.
Russia is bombarding Mariupol's final holdout, the Azovstal steel plant. The resistance is led by the Azov Battalion, which began as far-right militants now integrated into the Ukrainian army.
Surrender is not an option because Russia is not interested in our lives. They are not interested to let us live.
Ukrainian officials hope that those fighters in Mariupol can hold out a few more weeks, by which time there'll be more Western weapons here and Ukraine could launch a counteroffensive. Here in Kharkiv, they've already launched counteroffensives that have pushed Russia away from the city. But Jeff, U.S. officials fear that tomorrow Putin could use that Victory Day parade to declare that he's going to escalate this war that has already stolen so many lives and destroyed so much of this country.
Thank you, Nick. And a note, our coverage of the war in Ukraine is supported in partnership with the Pulitzer Center.